brother back here, what's your name?
Rich.
Rich, I've seen you before. I've seen you somewhere.
Probably.
Where do you go to church?
Well, I've been pastoring a small fellowship for a while.
Yeah, but you say you've been, you're not now?
No.
Okay, so how long have you not been doing that?
2 or 3 months.
Okay, how long did you pastor it?
For about a year.
Okay. All right, let me tell you what I really feel like the Lord wants you. The Lord wants to encourage you tonight because the Lord says that you're not your choices. That the Lord's fixing to do some new things in your life. There was a season, this pastoring, this church or whatever, the Lord says that it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right season for it. You was out. I'm going to be honest with you. You was out of step. You was out of time. We've all been out of step and all been out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it myself, and the Lord just says the calling is real and the anointing is real, but you got God's word and His will that complements itself. He's also got God's way. The way of God is the timing. And that's where the timing... But the Lord said, now during this process, I'm going to do some healing inside of you. I'm doing some realigning, restructuring some things, even in your own home, even in your own personal life. The Lord said, I'm reestablishing things in your own personal life. I'm going to begin to do a purging and a pruning and a purifying, even in the area of character and integrity and ethics. The Lord said, I'm going to make some things even stronger. The Lord says, because I'm going to bring into your life faithful people, people that you can depend on, people that have your best interest at heart. The Lord says, because that hasn't been the case in the past. The Lord says there have been a lot of people with their own agendas, but the Lord said this next time around when you will launch out, you won't launch out, you will not go, you will not just be one who went, you'll be one who was sent with honor. And the Lord said, this next time when you go out, the Lord says, everything is going to fall into place. It doesn't mean that everything is going to be established. It's going to be easy. There'll be a fight in the realm of the Spirit. There always is. But the Lord said, I'm going to send you, and I'm going to establish you, and I'm going to bring about my plan and purpose for your life the way it was intended to be from the very beginning. But the Lord said, I'm also going to mend some fences between you and some other people, other leaders or whatever. There's some fences that are going to be, I don't know what all there is, but I do know that there's going to be a healing between some people that were in your life that maybe some things didn't pan out right, or they were close to you and they're no longer close. All I know is maybe with the other pastors or other ministers, but the Lord said, I'm going to mend some fences. I'm going to heal some hearts, and I'm going to reestablish some things that has been tore down, the Lord says. But get ready, because I want to reestablish something new in your life.